Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
From The Athletic to the flagship of Giants baseball. Let's go Giants! Here's Andrew at Extra Bags Baggerly on KNBR 104.5 and 680 The Sports Leader.
Sponsored by San Diego Tourism. Happiness is year-round sunshine and beach town vibes. San Diego happiness is calling.
Whatever happens. Obviously, it would be an honor. But, you know, we'll see. I wouldn't mind the 3 days in Lake Tahoe or something either. You know what I mean?
I was looking at Webb yesterday when they asked him if he'd like to, what it would be like to be named an NL All-Star. He's like, yeah, it'd be cool, but I'd also like the 3 days off and go kick it by the lake. You and me both, Logan, here to talk about that, among other things with the Giants. Andy Baggerly covers the Giants for The Athletic. He joins us on the UMA guest line. Andy, off day for the Giants, not an off day for you because you're on with us, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Isn't that just why everybody likes Logan Webb? I mean, he's just genuine like that. I love to go to the All-Star game, but, you know, Lake Tahoe with my crew is pretty good, too. So, and you can't really argue with that.
Yeah, he's like Dodger Stadium. Yeah, we go there, what, 3 times a year or something? I have to go back down there 4 times a year. I could just kick it up here and go to Lake Tahoe. So, let's get into a little bit of what went on this weekend, man. You had a really good article yesterday after the game. You cracked me up with the open about how Darren Ruff ripped a line drive up the line and Donovan Walton scored a go-ahead run in a playoff game, except it wasn't a playoff game and it wasn't a go-ahead run. It was a 10-2 loss to the Cincinnati Reds, man. This team, and you point this out, such a loyal fan base, and Tom and I have been talking about it for a few weeks now, it's just not an exciting team, even when they win ball games.
Well, you know, I was kind of compelled to write something just because, I mean, they played a pretty bad series, right? Every team, the best team in baseball, can play a bad series. And they played a bad series against a bad baseball team. And I think what kind of struck me was just how into it the fans were in the seventh inning of a 10-1 game. You know, how Anthony DeSclafani can get, you know, run out of there down 7-0 in the third inning. And there's still some fans above the dugout who clap for him when he's coming off the field. I mean, Giants fans are into it, and they're really, really loyal. And they've got this core, and there's still about 15,000 season ticket holders. But, you know, their average attendance is still, and I know there's a billion factors for it, but they're not drawing as many fans as they did in 2019. And this is after they had what should have been a momentum building season, winning 107 games, a franchise record. And it kind of brought me back to something that Farhan Zaidi told me after he had attended some of the first sort of chalk talks with season ticket holders, and some people were complaining about, you know, the opener or some of the tactics that were different, that were unconventional. And he said to fans, hey, look, if I guaranteed you that by doing these moves, we had a better shot at winning, we would win more games, how would you feel about it? And he's thinking to himself, well, you know, they're going to agree. They're going to say, well, yes, we understand. But no, they were still pushing back, saying, no, you know, this is not what we want to see. And you wonder if, you know, see, winning cures everything. Last year and this year, I'm not sure if winning does cure everything. Mm-hmm. I think the Giants need to be a little more compelling. They need to be a little more compelling on the field, whether it's having drawing cards or just have a more compelling game experience. I think they've gotten a little stale, to be honest.
I remember, this is probably about 10 years ago, Bags, when the Yankees, and it was after their, you know, Jeter was gone, I think Rivera was gone, Posada was gone, Pettit was gone. Like, they had all those guys were gone. And it was a couple years removed from that, and they were winning. And they were doing really, really well that year. And I still remember an article that I read that they said attendance is down and ratings are down. And I thought, wow, because I always thought, hey, if you win, people will come. That's the objective of the game, right? It's not. People want a reason to go to the ballpark. They want a reason to go to the gym. They want a reason to go to the stadium. They want to see players that can do things that not only they can't do, but they seem bigger than life. And hell, they held on to Barry Bonds maybe longer than they. Well, I wouldn't say longer than they should have. He had like an over 1,000 OPS the year he left the game, so maybe they should have kept him a couple years longer. I'm not sure, but the point being is we're going to keep someone that brings people to the ballpark. They don't have that. They don't have one guy on this team that if you're driving an hour to get there, an hour and a half to get to the ballpark, you say, I really want to see that guy. They just don't. They win. They play the game the right way. It's, I mean, I don't even know what that means. But they but they put out a good product as a team, but they don't have anybody that you say, God, I'm compelled to go watch that guy play.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that to give them credit, I think they made two of the best free agent signings in the offseason. Jock Peterson has been terrific. He's third in the All-Star voting, so he's clearly someone who's compelling on a national level. He's fun to watch. He's made a huge impact, you know, even without fantasy football gate. And then Carlos Rodon. I mean, there are very few pitchers in the major leagues that I would want to, you know, pay money to go see more than Carlos Rodon. He's been really compelling. He, you know, he generally isn't doing complete games, obviously. Nobody is, yeah. But you know, I think that those are, we should give the Giants some credit for that. But, you know, they also are entering this season ranked about eighth in the National League in payroll. The Milwaukee Brewers have a higher payroll. They could have found some ways to spend more money, and maybe they wouldn't have all been the most rational ways. But I think that, you know, maybe you could make an argument that the Giants have just gotten a little too conservative, you know, in terms of, you know, being risk averse or just not making moves that because, you know, they're not going to pencil out later on. I do think that they need to do a little bit more to capture the marketplace. And, you know, it's a tough spot to be in. The Golden State Warriors just won the NBA Finals, right? There's a lot of people are working from home and haven't come back into the city. Inflation is obviously taking a huge bite out of everyone's discretionary income. I mean, there's a bunch of reasons why, you know, they had a beautiful, beautiful Sunday the other day, and they draw barely 30,000. But I mean, that just tells you they got to work a little bit harder, you know, in this environment to be a little bit more compelling. Because, I mean, frankly, the A's are giving it to them. The A's gave the market to them. You know, there's no reason. And yeah. I mean, they stopped trying to attract fans. So the Giants should have it easy right now. Maybe they've allowed themselves to coast a bit.
Talking to Andy Baggerly in the UMA guest line. I guess the concerning thing for me, it's not really a concern, but it's that you look, you try to project ahead, and you look at, you know, everybody got excited about last year's free agent class, and Carlos Correa, who signed a one-year deal with the Twins, who are now in first place in the AL Central. There was Trevor Story, who was hitting bombs and already won a Player of the Week award for the Boston Red Sox. And then who else was out there? Javi Baez was out there. Lindor signed the big contract with the Mets once he moved over there a couple of seasons ago. But I'm looking at next year's free agent class, and it's not like there's a bunch of big guys that are out there that the Giants can go make a splash with. Xander Bogaerts could potentially opt out, but he'd be 30 years old or close to 30. I don't know that they'd viewed him as a cornerstone type piece. What do you think the Giants can do this year to improve this roster and maybe some of the issues with the fan base that you're talking about?
You know, it's really going to be an interesting trade deadline because, you know, there are more postseason spots, so it remains to be seen just what the sort of buyer-seller dynamic is going to be. I mean, in the National League, the delineation is pretty clear. I mean, there's eight teams going for six spots, basically. And maybe that's one reason, you know, that some of the players said that in the expanded postseason might allow some teams to, you know, rest on their laurels a little bit and not try as hard because they know they can get in. They're good enough to get in without, you know, making more improvements to their team. Giants could be a team that sort of fell into that class, you know, that by not feeling compelled to do more. But you know, it remains to be seen what their biggest needs are going to be, because you don't know who's going to be standing on July 31st. You know, you've got an old team and their needs have changed from week to week. I do think that, you know, if they could get more athletic, get younger, maybe it's not a rental player. I know Wilson Contreras is a guy that makes a lot of sense. He'd be a rental. You know, do they feel like this team is good enough to really make major subtractions from the farm system for a rental player for the second year in a row? I'm not sure. It'll depend on how they're playing. But I think, you know, they're going to be looking for, hey, like any action date. The trade deadline is like any other action date. You can do business, and it's business that isn't necessarily just for the next couple months, but, you know, finding, you know, cost control type players that you can have for a couple years that can make you younger and more athletic. That's probably what the Giants need to try to do. And, you know, and also I think you look at the way that Anthony Sclafani has performed this year. Matt Boyd is a guy they gave $5 million to rehab and maybe make, you know, a dozen starts for him. He had a little bit of a setback, so he's less certain. Maybe they decide starting pitching depth is the way to go. But I can't remember a team here at the beginning of July where I can't really identify, hey, they need A, B, C, and D, or, you know, these are their clear needs. A catcher would definitely help the situation for sure. But aside from that, I think it's going to be just sort of, let's see what this team looks like in a month.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Do you think, and we talked about this, and I don't really know the answer because I'm not saying you should just spend money because that seems foolish. You could be the Angels and have two of the biggest stars in the game and lose. That'd be great, too. They don't want to do that. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to watch that. Actually, I kind of do. Anyway, do you think the ownership thinks, hey, why do we need to spend $180, $190 million, which they easily could if they wanted to? Why do we need to do that? We got super office, let them do their thing, and we can save money and win games in the process. Even though we might not have name brand players, we might not have drawing cards, so to say. I don't know if there's any evidence of that, but I could certainly see the appeal if I'm as a really good and they're really smart. We don't need to spend money. We can still win some games. We may not be the best team, but we're going to be in the playoffs and we'll be kind of how do you think that plays itself out? I mean, I don't know what the hell the question was, to be perfectly honest with you, but I think you probably get the direction I'm going. I don't even know if I do.
Yeah. And I would say along with that, I think that you could make an argument, and this front office has made the argument that, hey, look, they're really good at going out and finding Mike Yastrzemski's and Luis Gonzalez's, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. And you don't find those players and give those players runway when you've got a bunch of high-priced players that you are kind of obligated to play, because you're stuck with them. They're under contract. I mean, you've got a David Villar who's really, you know, hitting the daylight side of the ball at AAA, but he's blocked. You got Evan Longoria at the major league level, who's still contributing. So that's kind of the other thing, the other downside, to making those big free agent acquisitions. But, you know, the thing is, the Giants are not the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, they don't have to thread the needle. They can kind of do both, you know, it doesn't mean that you go out and you grab every expensive free agent out there. I mean, it is tough to play the retrospective or hindsight game with free agents. I mean, look at Marcus Semien. You know, he's a guy who's from the Bay Area, second baseman. You've been perfect for this team. You think, well, I'm going to give you a list of names. Ready? Martin Perez, Odolis Garcia, Jonah Heim, Brooke Burke, Dennis Santana, Eli White, and Dane Dunning. And you know what they all have in common?
Texas Rangers?
They've never been in your kitchen. They're all Texas Rangers who've contributed more WAR to the Rangers this year than Marcus Semien has, who's making, you know, $100-whatever million. So it doesn't always work out. You know, it's easy to stand back and criticize them for not going out and getting, you know, this player or that player. But they find themselves in a situation where they, you know, they didn't go out and get another infielder that would be sort of a red letter infielder that Trevor Story could slide over and play shortstop while Brandon Crawford's on the injured list. Instead, you've got Tyro Estrada at short, and you've got, you know, either Wilmer Flores or Tommy La Stella, if he can drag himself out there to play second base. I mean, it's not a good situation. So, it might have been something that, you know, they could have done more to try to foresee or prevent.
You said the same thing I said. You can do both. That's the thing. You can do both. You don't have to be like perfect with everything because you have the money to go out there and spend. And I don't know how much this contract, still we want to get the perfect contract for the perfect player. I mean, I get that you want to be efficient with the way you spend money. Look, sometimes with the name guys, you got to spend maybe a little bit more where the computer, you know, vomits and you're like, hey, it's okay. It's just one player. We're not going to ask a computer to sign off on every player. But I think that's the point I was trying to make, was like, this is great. But, guy, when you have a super smart guy, you want to give him that flexibility to go out there and spend, too, because that, I mean, theoretically, that should be the gold standard, right, where we have super smart people that can do it without money, But we have money, so we can do. We can get the best of both worlds in theory.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. And you realize that, you know, it has the ancillary benefit when you sign a star that you get some attention in the marketplace, and you are running an entertainment business. And that's that's sort of the push and pull between, you know, one of the best quotes that anyone in baseball has said in the last 10 years is Andrew Friedman of the Dodgers. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it's, if you are rational about every free agent, you are going to finish third for every free agent. It's totally true. It's totally true. I mean, for every big name free agent anyway. And the Giants, I think, can afford to be a little irrational at times. And maybe they've been waiting for Aaron Judge, and Aaron Judge will be the guy, and they'll give him a 10-year contract, and it'll be totally irrational because they know, you know, he's not going to be very good at the end of it, and they have a DH that they could stick him at. You know, maybe that'll be the moment. Maybe it was Bryce Harper, and they were ready to be irrational to a certain point. But I think that fans are kind of ready for them to do something irrational.
I certainly am. I'm ready for them to do something a little bit irrational. I'd like to get Aaron Judge. I'd like to get, break the bank and go get Juan Soto. I don't think that's happening, at least not till he hits free agency. But just wondering, because you said you hadn't identified really other positions of need absolutely outside of the catcher spot, maybe another infielder. I was looking at Brandon Drury this weekend for the Reds. He's making $900,000 to be a free agent after the year. Obviously not a real sexy player, but he would help you out. He'd give you a little bit pop in the lineup, too. Ian Happ is another one from the Cubs who could be available. But he could be a little bit more expensive, as I believe he's controllable after this year, at least for one more season. I'm looking at infield. I'm also looking at starting pitching. I think they're going to need at least one more starter. Matt Boyd, who they gave a contract to this offseason, over $5 million, doesn't look like he's going to be ready to go at any point soon. So are there any names out there that look attractive to you? I know Frankie Montas would command a lot. Zach Davies doesn't really move the needle for me from Arizona. He's having a good June. Tyler Molly's out there. Luis Castillo. Anybody come to mind, or is that a spot you're looking at too?
Yeah, Luis Castillo, I think, is interesting. We all forget that he was a Giants prospect at one time.
Right.
And they moved him, I think, wasn't he in the Casey McGee trade? So way back when.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're right. I think that we're going to have a good idea who the sellers are probably a lot quicker than we know exactly what the Giants need to buy. And you know, they had a lot of the brain trust on the last road trip or in Atlanta. You know, they've gone through they've had a lot of summits and meetings lately, and I'm sure that you know, Zach Manassian, their pro scouting director, is whittling down the list of trade targets. And you know, I think the big question is how much are they willing to give up for a rental? I mean, because, you know, Wilson Contreras is a guy who totally fits, you know, can help him out offensively, and he catches. And he's gotten a lot better with his framing numbers the last couple of years as well. Scott Harris obviously knows him well from their time with the Cubs. They know Jed Hoyer well and have dealt with him. Obviously, they got Chris Bryant at the deadline last year. But, you know, do they feel that this team is good enough to sacrifice a farm system piece that might be somewhat significant for a couple of months of Wilson Contreras? That, I think that's kind of the big question. I'm not sure if we have enough information to answer that yet. We're probably going to have to wait and see how this team plays in the next, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. And to be honest, if you're a Giants player, you should be more motivated than ever to really pull off a hot streak, because I think the better this team plays over the next 3 or 4 weeks, you know, the more motivated this, you know, front office and ownership group is going to be to make a bigger move that's going to maybe try to bolster this this roster up a little bit. And the one big thing is, you know, you make it in, you don't have a one-and-done wild card game. You have a best-of-three series. You might be on the road for the whole thing if you're a lower seed, but, you know, it's not going to boil down to one game. And I still think you throw Carlos Rodon at anybody in one game, or Logan Webb. I mean, you know, that makes the Giants dangerous. And that's the one reason that they are where they are is even though the rotation isn't grading out the same as it was last year, you know, you look at the contact, and it's ground balls and it's weak contact, and that's what they've gotten. They haven't turned enough of it into outs because they've had defensive issues, but, you know, those things are stable. They stabilize, and those things should be there all year for this team. And they just need to get better at catching the ball and beating teams that they should beat.
Well, yeah. And the issue,
and I don't want Zach Davies until he says goodbye to his wife. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, we get bags all over that thing.
I'm drawing the line there.
I don't think Bags wants to cover that, do you?
I don't want that guy.
That's not all that exciting. So, you know, the other issue is you start going after starting pitching at the deadline. Like, that's all anybody's going after. Everybody gets in the bidding war for a starting pitcher, and it could be the case for Wilson Contreras at the catcher spot as well. By the way, Bags, you were correct, man. It was Luis Castillo and Kendry Flores to the Marlins for Casey McGee. Oh, what a great deal.
And then you know, the Marlins obviously flipped him to the Reds. So, you know, the Marlins were they missed on their evaluation of him just like the Giants did, I suppose.
But, right, that's it.
You know, yeah, it's he obviously has gone on to become, when he's right, he's one of the best pitchers in the National League. And so, you know, all it's going to take is a couple of starts for the lights to come on for him, and then the Reds could really get teams to back up the truck for him.
Yeah, it would be fun, man, if the Giants made a move for a starting pitcher to slot into a three spot like that. That'd be fantastic. We'll keep checking this stuff out, man. We'll keep reading you and following you at Extra Bags, and we'll talk to you next week. Andy, thanks so much.
All right, sounds good. Take care.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.